Another big debate in the country right now is about who should be eligible for the vaccine and the moral responsibility of those not eligible to wait patiently for their turn. Yet despite those criteria, there are still plenty of ways for young, healthy people to jump the line just to get a shot. California college student Natalie Bettendorf says she has mixed feelings about that. Here's her essay from YR Media.
In February, a friend from my school was able to get vaccinated. He told me over the phone while I was making dinner. I paused from confusion. Wait, how? My friend, who prefers to remain anonymous to avoid public shaming, told me there are loopholes in the California eligibility guidelines. Sure, you can't change the fact that you're younger than 65 years old, but you can alter your worker status. By signing up to volunteer with nonprofits offering community relief, you could become eligible for the vaccine by working a shift at a vaccination site or distributing clean water to homeless people. My friend and four of his roommates signed up to volunteer with one of those organizations, and they were able to get vaccinated at Dodger Stadium within days as healthcare workers. My friend has diabetes, but is otherwise young, healthy, and active. College students with high internet literacy and free time during remote learning have the ability to take advantage of a flawed system. Weeks after my friend got the vaccine, I got an email from my employer about my vaccine eligibility. Since I'm a literacy tutor for fourth graders in Los Angeles public schools, I qualified as an educator in California's Phase 1B. I immediately scheduled my appointment for the following weekend. I received my shot and afterward drove up to the tent where they were verifying why vaccine recipients were eligible. When an older woman asked me what my job was, my heart sped up. I stumbled over my words, over-explaining that I was a tutor, which meant I was an educator. "Okay, you're a teacher," she chuckled. "That's all I needed to know." Why did I feel like I was lying? Probably because I'm a college student, not a teacher. I was honestly eligible, doing a job that I had worked for months already with no plans to use it to get the vaccine. LA is full of vaccine jumpers who seem to have no remorse about getting the shot before more vulnerable people or essential workers. I have friends who have signed up for DoorDash and Postmates to receive the vaccine in what qualifies as a food worker in Phase 1B. At the end of the day, every person vaccinated is a win for the rest of society. But part of me still feels like I slipped into a loophole and that my vaccine could have gone to someone else. I'm not sure how long it will matter, if at all, how you got the vaccine, but we'll certainly remember who got it first, ahead of someone who needed it more. For Here and Now, I'm Natalie Bettendorf.
Natalie is 22 and a college student in Los Angeles. Her essay was produced by YR Media.